say you're going to do to him?
You'd have to castrate him.
Okay. Any other term people use besides castrate?
I don't know. I always castrate on mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear the expression cut or mark or work on?
Yes. Well, did mine all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out a little male piece, and I'd mark a little sow pigs in the ears, so I'd know them. Back in them days, we just could turn out in the woods and let them go, you know. And everybody'd have drove hogs out, chains up now, you can't do that.
Yeah. Once you had castrated a pig, you'd call him a...
Bar.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
Okay. And those long teeth?
Tushes. Tushes.
And the thing that you put the food in for the hog?
Usually a trough.
What's that?
Usually a trough, we call them.
Uh-huh. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four...
Three or four troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
He's just a wild hog.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Sitting hen.
And where do you keep the hens?
Well, keep the hens.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a nest for them to sit in.
Mm-hmm. What about a place just for the mother hen and the chicks?
I always have cooks built for them. Mm-hmm. Put them in there until they get 2 or 3 weeks old before we turn them out.
Mm-hmm. And you know when you're eating chicken, you have a bone that goes like this?
Pillar bone.
Uh-huh. There any stories about that?
No, but people say you put them over the door and first and walked in on them, we'd be the one you'd catch.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
It's just bleating all the time.
Uh-huh. What about the noise that a cow makes?
Yeah, she makes a lot of noise too. Belling all the time.
Uh-huh. What about when she's hungry?
It's the same thing. She's always, if she's hungry, she's lowing for feed.
Uh-huh. And how do you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
How to call them?
Uh-huh.
I call them, oh, oh.
Okay. What do you say to make them stand still so you can milk them?
Just tell them saw. Rub them up, down, and back and tell them saw, and you get them where they'll stand still.
How do you get them to move that leg back?
Just push back on them.
Mm-hmm. You don't tell them anything?
You can tell them to back your foot and push back on the leg, and they'll sit foot back.
Mm-hmm. How do you call a calf?
Cat.
A cat.
Well, you just stay sucky, sucky.
Okay. And what do you say to a mule to make him go left or right?
G, a hole.
Okay. And which is which?
Say G if you want to go to the right, and say hole if you want to go to the left.
Uh-huh. And how do you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
You just whistle for them.
Mm-hmm. Any special kind of whistle?
No, just whistle for them. I can't whistle now. But.
Okay.